Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hey everyone, Alex Eitelander here, and welcome to the Ostium Sagas. Now, if you're enjoying this series and want more right away, I just wanted to mention that you can get them on our Ostium Network Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. By becoming a supporter at any level, you'll instantly get access to the next 15 episodes in the series. So that's on our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Now, I'd just like to thank our 5 most recent patrons for supporting the Ostium Network. Thank you to Death to Komatsu, Daryl Williamson, Descripticon, Virginia Green, and Talon for all your support. We really appreciate it. And now let's get started with the next chapter of the Ostium Sagas. The Ostium Sagas. Saga 2, 1666, Part 11.
Sorry, that was a little misleading there, because there was plenty of ash and burned wood, and ruins as far as the eyes could see. The warehouse and the pre-scheduled door were no longer, not even any wooden skeletal remains or standing beams or pillars. All this I could tell from like 200 feet away. You might even be asking how I knew this was the exact spot where my return door was supposed to be when everything had been burned to the literal ground. I could make some weak-ass joke about how I have a photographic memory and can recall exactly where the location was, regardless of whether there were any buildings left standing or not. But I would just be lying. I don't have any sort of photographic memory, by the way. Not as far as I know. It was because I could feel the pull of Ostium. Yeah, I know how crazy that sounds. Even more wacko than me having a photographic memory, technically. But it was also the complete truth. There was something drawing me to this location, from the center of my chest. Like I was wearing one of those over-the-top necklaces some old-school rappers wear, with this big symbol in the middle for their name or whatever. Only in my case, it wasn't a big letter, but a heavy magnet. And wherever the place the door had been was like this big heavy piece of iron, or another big magnet, and the poles were correctly aligned, and it was pulling me right to that spot. Yeah, that's pretty convoluted, I know, but like I said, it's the truth, and it's the only way I could think to describe it. As I got closer, it got stronger. And yes, if you're wondering how I was feeling at all, I was terrified. But I'm writing this some 3 weeks after it happened, so I'm at least able to keep my cool now as I write about it. I'm sure you played that game a bunch of times when you were a kid with friends and family, where you were trying to find something, and they would tell you if you were getting warmer or colder. That's what this was like for me. If the pool started to feel weaker, I changed direction a little. honing in on where it specifically was. And then it felt really strong, an almost uncomfortable feeling. I kept moving and felt it get a little weaker, so I'd obviously found ground zero for this ostium door. Only there was no door anywhere in sight. Nothing but what I'd already mentioned. Lots of ash and burned wood, and a bunch of ruins. But I was still feeling this pulling effect, drawing me closer to something. I kneeled down and started digging through the ash and dirt, clearing away the rubble. And after a good 5 minutes, I reached the paving stones of what had once been the street. I started digging around the space, clearing away as much of the debris as I could. I found part of the foundation of what I guess had been the warehouse, which told me this was exactly where my return ostium door was supposed to be. Only there was no door, of course. Nothing that I could use to pass through back to my time and the ostium network. But this pull still remained, that force drawing me here. So there was something. It meant... well, I didn't really know what it meant, other than that I should return on the arranged day when I needed to. In the meantime, I decided to travel a bit, visiting other cities around England, including Bristol, Southampton, and Bath. I even made it all the way to Cardiff in Wales, before I began making my way back to the former site of London. The money the Ostium Network had provided continued to help, along with the wages I'd earned basically as a bouncer. I lived a simple, cheap life. I didn't need much, so little money went far. By the time I started on my way back, I still had plenty of savings. Of course, on my trek across southern England, I often ran into dudes wanting to rob me or do other things. But each time all they saw was a demure, defenseless woman, and landing that first punch in their shocked faces always felt great. The other thing I did while traveling was write this journal you are now reading, whoever you might be. Presumably someone related to the Ostium Network, as you were able to break the code to the known cipher. And then you know what has befallen me so far. Did you know this would happen? That my way back to Ostium would be burned to the ground in this version of London where the city was no longer? Was this all part of the plan? To see if I truly would get stuck here? Well, I'm headed back now, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to find something there that will either get me back to Ostium, or just confirm that I am permanently trapped here.